Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. Whoa! Big news on this Monday. This was out of nowhere, David.
Yeah, got the news that Tucker Carlson is no longer with Fox News. Friday night was his last show, and so he's done. What the statement said, it was fairly vague, but it just said the network and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways, and that was it. You know, I've seen some people trying to tie this to the Dominion lawsuit and the upcoming, like, Smartmatic lawsuit. But to me, that's a little bit, to me, that seems to be based in ignorance, because even Dominion wasn't going hard after Tucker Carlson, because Tucker Carlson was not really all in on some of the nuttier conspiracy theories about that particular voting machine software company.
Didn't they actually use an email of his that said some of these people were wacko and nuts against Fox by saying their own people didn't believe this?
Well, legacy media tried to make that about Tucker.
Yeah.
That he was out there. He was spreading misinformation about the election. Oh, no, yes. He was the one that said, hey, we keep contacting Sidney Powell, but she won't come on. I mean, we played that clip last week.
Yeah. We simply wanted to see the details. How could you not want to see them? So we invited Sidney Powell on the show. We would have given her the whole hour. We would have given her the entire week, actually, and listened quietly the whole time at rapt attention. That's a big story. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her. When we checked with others around the Trump campaign, people in positions of authority, they told us Powell has never given them any evidence either.
And then at that time, there were a lot of people around Trump ticked off at Tucker for calling that out.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense that it was about that, at least to me. Well, it's got to be something else, the reason he's leaving Fox.
The big dog is killed by association. But a couple of things come to mind.
Oh, you got this figured out, Scotty?
I got two things. Number one, he's running for president.
You really think that?
I don't know if I really think it or not, but it's possible he'd have to give up that gig to run for president.
Okay, with any theories, and you throw it out there, we got to throw out, are we betting on that? Because I'll bet he's not.
I can't muster a bet on that.
Okay,
one.
That's a thought.
That's just a harebrained idea here, all right? The other thought is this. It's all a scam. He's not really doing it. He's just doing it for publicity. See, you'll put anything out there.
Do you want to bet on that?
No.
No, yeah, I wouldn't bet on that, because Fox News actually put out the statement.
They're in on it, David. Come on.
So you're coming with two strong takes that you wouldn't put a dollar behind.
That's what you're telling me. I haven't thought it through yet.
You know? Now, Scott, I have a couple of pieces of information here that might give you some confidence to bet on this.
Yeah, right. Come on.
I don't want any of the action. I'm just going to be the arbiter here.
All right, okay? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So one, the Daily Wire, the CEO, Jeremy Boring.
Yes.
Put this out, okay? The most important voice on the right just left the biggest media company on the right. Whatever Tucker Carlson does next, he'll succeed. If that something is running for president, the entire game just changed.
There you go.
So you're ready to put a fiver on it.
Oh, gosh dang, it sounds nuts, though. It just, in my own brain, it sounds nuts.
Now the second piece of information that I want to pass along to you, just so you can make an informed bet, Scott.
All right, okay.
Townhall.com just flagged this. It was Tucker Carlson on Friday night, not on his show, giving a speech. And this is part of what he had to say here.
You look around and you see so many people break under the strain, under the downward pressure of whatever this is that we're going through. And you look with disdain and sadness as you see people you know become quislings. You see them revealed as cowards. You see them going along with a new thing, which is clearly a poisonous thing, a silly thing. You know, saying things you know they don't believe because they want to keep their jobs. If there's a single person in this room who hasn't seen that through George Floyd and COVID and the Ukraine war, raise your hand. Oh, nobody? Right. You all know what I'm talking about. And you're so disappointed in people. You know, you are. And you realize that the herd instinct is maybe the strongest instinct. I mean, it may be stronger than the hunger and sex instincts, actually. The instinct, which again is inherent to be like everybody else and not to be cast out of the group, not to be shunned, that's a very strong impulse in all of us from birth. And it takes over, unfortunately, in moments like this, and it's harnessed, in fact, by bad people in moments like this, to produce uniformity. And you see people going along with this and you lose respect for them. And that's certainly happened to me at scale over the past 3 years. I'm not mad at people, I'm just sad. I'm disappointed. How could you go along with this? You know it's not true, but you're saying it anyway? Really, you're putting your pronouns in your email? You're ridiculous.
Now, I'm not endorsing the presidential run theory, but I'm just saying that is a perfect encapsulation of what Tucker Carlson and millions of Americans believe, especially
Absolutely.
After everything we've seen.
All right, yes. Put me down for five.
So you are betting that
I'm going.
Tucker yep. Carlson is running for president.
Running for president.
Okay. Do you know how far you're down right now? Just I want to check that before you make sure you want this bet.
I've got a problem. There's no question, but I'm going to go ahead and...
You're down to David, you know, some. You're down to me like 40.
I know. It's starting to hurt now.
Do you want this action too, David, or you're out?
No. I already right. said.
Okay.
I'm just...
Okay,
I'm...
just making sure.
He's just the arbiter.
Yeah.
I knew that you didn't want to bet that he was running. I thought maybe you wanted some of the action that he wasn't.
No.
Okay, all right.
I tend to think that he's going to be starting his own thing. Whatever that is. I know he already had the Daily Caller, but yeah. I tend to think he's going to be doing his own independent media company, something on his own, so that he doesn't have to answer for anybody else, so that he doesn't get lumped in with people who happen to work at the same company as him. That's what I tend to think. Or it's something like heartbreaking that happened in his personal life.
Yeah.
I tend to think if it's not... I don't believe it's something, you know, along the lines of like a Me Too thing or something No. inappropriate behind the scenes, mainly because if that were true, someone would have leaked it already.
Sure.
You know, if it's like...
I wonder if it's Daily Wire.
It could be.
That's also possible. Wow, this is wild, man. Did not expect this today. So we'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the show.
Maybe he'll go to Netflix.
You want to put another five on that?
No, I'm out.
Start his own thing. It's called Tuck Flicks. Wait.
Tuck Flicks.
That might give people the wrong idea.
Well, it could be very hip too, David.
Well, there's a lot of angles to this, man, and we got other news to get to, but what's Fox going to do?
I don't know.
Great question.
A huge shoes to fill. Okay, more on that a little bit later. Okay, David, let's get to the 60 Minutes story with Ray Epps.
Yeah, Ray Epps did an interview with 60 Minutes. This is the guy who was seen telling people to go into the Capitol to protest the election in 2021, but was never charged with any crime. And it was very odd because he was on the FBI Most Wanted or whatever, that the bulletins that they were putting out after the Capitol riot, and then suddenly was off of it, and then we're all supposed to just kind of move on. One of the things that made a lot of people wonder about his role in the whole thing was whether or not he was working with the feds. And look, there's a text message he sent to a family member where he literally said, "I orchestrated it." So... So that was brought up on 60 Minutes.
Okay.
Conspiracists saw it as the true confession of an agent provocateur.
Conspirators, I know. That's an opinion question.
On video yeah. saying you need to go in to the cat. You need to go yeah. in where people start chanting, Fed, 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 Fed. And now these conspiracy nuts think that maybe... Yeah. After he sends this yeah. to a relative, give me a break, you hack.
I was in front with a few others. I also orchestrated it. Explain this to me.
I was boasting to my nephew. I helped get people there. I was directing people to the Capitol that morning.
You know how this sounds.
I know exactly how it sounds. I've been scolded by my wife for using that word. I shouldn't have used that word.
When you add up all of these things, as your critics have done, you've given them a lot of ammunition to paint you as this instigator.
There was an effort to make me the scapegoat.
How? We need to go into the Capitol. Right.
How did they make you the scapegoat?
They did this to me. I mean,
Chewbacca guy wishes Ray Epps' wife would have scolded him.
Yeah, it's remarkable to me. If you're watching the whole piece, the way that the story is laid out basically claims that there are a bunch of conspiracy theorists who say he is the reason why there was rioting at the Capitol that day. And I'm like, I don't know anybody who thinks that. Maybe they're out there. I do know that a lot of people are wondering, and I'm one of them, why do you have a guy who's actively telling people to go into the Capitol and he's not facing any charges, whereas like a 60-something-year-old cancer patient grandma served 6 months in jail because she walked in?
Well, cops were holding the door open. Right. Yes.
That is...
Yeah, the QAnon shaman said, yeah, good point.
That's actually confusing.
Okay, there's more to the Epps thing. Now I'm more convinced than ever.
He's working with the feds. I mean, 60 Minutes, this isn't a hard-hitting piece. Did they ever ask the tough questions or get to the bottom of it? What were you doing?
Well, it was always in that sort of apologetic way. Like, you know, you've given the conspiracy theorists, those nut jobs, a lot of ammunition, right. You know? Can you explain yourself? And it was always like, well, they wanted to cast the blame away from Donald Trump, away from Fox News, and away from
It's just a straw man.
It totally is.
That's garbage. I wouldn't expect anything else from 60 Minutes in 2023. Okay, something else we got to get to. The mayor of New York. Hey, Biden, thanks. You're destroying my city.
Yeah, yeah. New York Mayor Eric Adams was fired up during a conference of U.S. mayors. He's mad about the border crisis now affecting him.
Oh, buddy.
The city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis. And none of my folks came to Washington, D.C. to fight for the resources that's going to undermine every agency.
Well, you let criminals on the street, too. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't help. Yeah.
You said you were a sanctuary city.
Yeah. You want to be really giving. Well, keep giving.
You never said that, well, I'm going to need federal resources to be a sanctuary city. You never said that.
You just position yourself. And now you're oh so sad. That's the way it works. Man, there's a lot to get to today. This Tucker Carlson thing, that's the big story.
Yeah. Pretty big.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what else is going on with that. Exactly why. What are his plans? Just one day? You know what? I've decided I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And Fox agrees there's something going on. All right. Some more of that in the news update next.
Talking about the three of us replacing Tucker on Fox? Well, hold on a second. Oh, this is on. The monthly Van Camp and Robbins show. Hello. I'm Jamie Markley. That's
you on the
Van
phone
Camp.
With Rupert, are you?
That's Scott Robbins. What? What phone? Huh?
Joking, of course. Big news today. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News.
Yeah. Well, and
wow.
And then the news breaking now, they let him get off the air, but Don Lemon from CNN fired.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
he is serious.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody at CNN actually told Don Lemon that he was being fired. His agent called and said, yeah, you've been terminated.
Oh, my goodness. They didn't even call him in?
See, that sucks.
Tucker's going to CNN. They're going to restructure the whole thing.
That would be the smartest move that CNN has made.
He's going to carry the network.
Yeah.
Okay, we already have a bet. You bet $5 that Tucker's running for president.
I did.
I said no. Do you want to put another $5 that he's going to CNN?
Gosh, no. CNN's—they're not smart enough to even think of something like that.
It's not that. The powers that be—they want to be a propaganda network. They don't want truth on there. Wow, man! I just saw this tweet too from Chris Ferrufo, who's been on Tucker's show many times. He's been like the voice of truth for a lot of people over the last several years. You know, alerting people to CRT. And the trans revolution in schools. He said Tucker is the best of the best and consistently put in extra time to cultivate new talent on the right. He's always downplayed the possibility of running for president, but that's an open possibility now. If he stays in media, I'm excited to see what he does next. Just putting a little fuel on your theory, Scott, that he could be running for president.
Yeah, well. Man, I mean, Donald Trump came off a reality TV show and became the president.
I understand.
I mean, nobody worked their way up from, you know, mayor to Congress to Senate to whatever.
I get it, but that wasn't exactly a talented field. Jeb was the leader.
Well, right now you're competing against an octogenarian on the Democrat side.
No. We're talking about a primary. Oh, so you're running against Trump and DeSantis?
I'll tell you
that's
what,
a tough road.
Well, name recognition is no problem, and that's about 50% of the battle right there.
I just can't see it.
Oh, man. I'm starting to talk myself into it now.
Well, you already bet.
I know.
Wow. And the thing is, it's huge that Tucker's out at Fox. The fact that Don Lemon's out at CNN, it's almost like who cares? Because the ratings were like the worst ever.
Yeah.
You had the most watched cable news host and the least watched cable news host, both out the same day. And Tucker didn't get fired. He left.
Well, we don't.
I mean, Don got fired.
You think Chris Licht learned about Tucker and then decided right then and there to fire Lemon because nobody will notice?
Why not? Yeah, nobody will care. Yeah, maybe.
I wonder.
Okay. Yes, do it now.
Yeah, we don't really know what happened with Tucker. The network just said we agreed to part ways. So I don't, you know, I can't imagine that anybody at Fox News was pushing him out. But, you know, that is an unanswered question. We don't know what actually happened there.
But isn't it fair to say he's not fired?
I don't know.
If we agree to part ways.
We don't know.
I don't know. Again, that may be corporate speak. Who knows?
I mean, maybe the Dominion lawsuit had something contingent upon him getting booted.
Yeah,
don't believe that.
In the settlement. I don't know.
He wasn't a big figure in the lawsuit that Dominion was filing. So,
yeah, I can't see that. Wow. Yeah, a lot going on.
Don Lemon.
You know who's really happy today? The old NBC Universal CEO, Jeff Shell, who has just departed because of this inappropriate relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Like, okay, anybody was going to talk about that today? Who cares? Tucker Carlson's out, and then there's Don Lemon. But that is the interesting thing, that there was this inappropriate relationship, and there's been a couple of big CEOs that have parted with the company because of those, and they'll say consensual, but it was inappropriate, that sort of thing. Okay, so then if it's inappropriate and you are, you know, say the young female in this situation, you can get a payout.
Yeah.
You really can.
Yeah.
You know, threat to sue, that sort of thing. Well, he was in this position of power.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds nuts. It almost pays you to seduce one of these dudes.
Well,
even if you're the one coming on, if he makes the decision to have the affair, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know, talking about boiling bunnies or whatever, and it goes crazy, and then he's got to leave, you can still get paid. It's kind of nuts that it works that way. Wow. Okay. Boy, there's a whole lot of news to get to. You got Ocasio-Cortez talking about how Fox News should be regulated. Because Tucker incites violence?
Well, not anymore.
She got her wish, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot to get to straight ahead. All right. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Well, David, big story. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson and Fox News apparently came to an agreement to part ways, and everybody's wondering why, what happened. Meanwhile, Don Lemon on CNN got fired today. They had his agent tell him. And now MSNBC.
I'm looking at it right now. It's up on the Fox News monitor. At no time was I ever given, what was it?
Any reason.
No reason. Nobody knew why Don Lemon.
Have you seen the ratings, dude?
Yeah. So, yeah, now every anchor on MSNBC is going, oh, crap.
Yeah, who's next?
CNN just hired a gay black guy, or just fired a gay black guy. Any one of us could be next.
Yeah, no one's safe. Although it seems at Fox, it was mutual. So why is the question? And that's what, you know, another 3 minutes will go by and one of us will say, why? You just want to know. We don't know yet.
A lot of people are talking about Tucker Carlson 2024. The more I think about it, the more I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe he'll run with DeSantis.
I don't know, man.
Nah.
Well, the bet is, for those that are just joining us, Robin's bet that it's the election. He's going to run for president. I said no. This is an interesting tweet. I'm looking at a bunch of people and their reaction to this. The reaction from Alex Berenson.
Been on there a lot, too.
Yeah, it's talking about COVID and the vaccine and everything else. He said, hilarious but true. Tucker leaving hit Fox stock harder than the Dominion suit ever did. And it shows what has happened today. It's down like 3.5%.
Stock.
That's a tumble.
Yes. It says, look, if Steven Crowder can be offered $50 million for 4 years and want $120 million, what is Tucker worth? Here's a hint. It starts with a B. And you can make that argument with the amount of money that that show makes. You could start an entire network around Tucker,
maybe,
honestly.
Maybe Bud Light's going to put him on a can and start a new campaign. Just a thought.
We got to turn this thing around fast. Yeah, right. The commemorative Tucker Carlson Kid Rock can.
Right, yeah.
Oh, buddy. You know,
Kid Rock's is made out of Kevlar, though.
This just happened the other day, and you grabbed this clip. I had this clip too, David. The stupid AOC clip about Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, well, she was on with MSNBC's Jen Psaki, the former White House press secretary. And, Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says Fox News needs to be regulated more because Tucker Carlson is calling for violence.
This is such nonsense.
Broadcast television like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
Okay, but very clearly. You should listen to your own advice.
Listen, okay.
It's like the squad is out there cheering on protesters and an attempted assassin outside of a Supreme Court justice's home.
Mm-hmm. Tucker is very, very clearly calling for an incitement of violence.
Who's listening to that? Who's listening to that?
Nobody.
Yeah. Anybody listening to that? Seriously.
Well, also, unhappy people.
Even if you're on the left and you're miserable, that goes without saying. Yeah. But that's... Even then, geez.
Well, she also said broadcast media, it's cable, which doesn't have the same kind of oversight.
All right, listen, okay, listen.
Get into accents, too.
That's why so many, like, 14- and 15-year-old boys stay up late to watch HBO, okay?
Yeah, right.
Leaves him speechless.
We have asked.
Okay. To put them all together. Have him do a show. All right. Man, this is a wild day.
Well, the thing is, if Merrick Garland got a show, you could just give him one sentence and it lasts an hour.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose this is the time of the show. And this might not be the biggest story of the day to you, but it caught your attention. Kind of thrown a lot of what we were going to do today out the window because of the news breaking about all these people getting either fired or Tucker leaving Fox. But today, what's your story, David?
My story today comes from House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark, who says that climate change has been solved.
It has.
Through the Inflation Reduction Act.
What?
Yeah, make sense of this one.
You can see it, and they want to undo the IRA and the climate crisis that we were able to help avoid and build resiliency through that bill.
So, really?
You mean if they didn't do the bill last year, the climate change was going to kill us all?
That would have been it. That's it. Okay, crisis averted. The Inflation Reduction Act served as a bulletproof vest for climate change.
Oh, my goodness, man. So there are so many dumb people leading us right now. It's astounding.
Well, no, it's dumb and also very, very greedy people who probably, I'd be willing to bet money that she's got investments in these so-called green technologies. A lot of them do. And it's like, okay, who cares if China benefits? I'm going to get a little bit more money from my stakeholder position in company A, B, or C.
That's pretty much the problem with the country, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Scott, what's your story?
Well, we had another resignation, too, that kind of went under the radar, I guess, and that was the president's policy maker, domestic policy chief, Susan Rice, is stepping down.
Really?
Susan Rice is stepping down. So the real president is resigning. That's a shame. Now, who will the president be now? That Susan Rice is no longer going to be the president.
Another one of the Obama crew.
Uh-huh. Maybe Don Lemon.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
He's looking for a gig. Man, oh, man. What am I going to choose now for what's your story today? You know what? I'll just knock this out.
Did I take yours?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry if I did.
Well, the whole Tucker thing has me like, okay, what is going to happen? Is he really going to run? I can't see that. It's got to be another plan for another project, something. I don't know. We'll just do this story. This is another one of those infuriating male identifying as female stories. 18-year-old male student at a Wisconsin high school identifies as female, entered the girls' locker room, and began showering naked with four 14-year-old girls.
I saw this story.
And your reaction?
Well, the school district was fine with it, and in fact never really said anything about it. And apparently this dude walks into the showers with a bunch of freshmen, 18-year-old, is showering. At first was sort of hiding the wedding tackle.
Facing the shower.
Yeah, and then turns around and starts, you know, waggling a little bit.
No!
And then he said, oh, I'm trans, by the way. And this is what... the girls got shamed because it's like, well, if you don't like it, then maybe you should have your own shower. We already do have our own shower.
What in the
I don't know.
It's absolute insanity. It's been an assault on reality.
I've got to believe sanity will prevail in the long run here.
I got to tell you, man.
I've got to believe that.
You know, for the different dads that have wanted to do something that just haven't because of self-control, kudos to you.
Because I don't know if I'd have the same.
It would be very difficult. You know, I think a lot of restraint has been shown, and good for you. But because dude, being you in jail is not going to do anybody any good.
You know, it's just a matter of time, though.
Yeah, I've thought that for a long time. Yeah. The quote was, understandably, the girls were caught off guard and shocked, closed their eyes, and tried to hurry up and leave the showers as quickly as possible. Jeez. And again, man, imagine that's your daughter. Girls didn't know what to do and didn't immediately report the incident, but after one girl told another student what happened, the student said, you should report it. So 3 days after the incident in the shower, the uninvolved student reported it to student services. It should have been reported under Title IX, an anti-sex discrimination law that protects students against sexual harassment and assault. But Associate Principal Heidi Walter didn't report the incident to the Title IX coordinator and instead asked for the names of the students involved, according to the letter. Who were the students that were unaccepting of the genitalia? They identify as a woman. It doesn't matter if there's, you know, waggling going on or not. It's insane. So, yeah, that's the story.
I respond to this comment because I got this comment this weekend that you guys spend so much time worrying about a marginalized community.
They're not
like, marginalized.
Yeah.
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
Who's promoted more? Who's more overrepresented than the trans community?
Well, that's my point. Marginalized by whom? Give me an example of them being marginalized. That's not true.
Are we talking about 0.3 or 0.5% of the population?
If that, yeah.
It's represented all over the place. It's insanity.
In this particular case, I do not understand how in such a short amount of time we went from the whole Me Too thing where we talked about the need to reaffirm consent multiple times during an intimate encounter, even while it's underway. Make sure you reaffirm consent periodically, fellas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To not do so is toxic masculinity. To now telling a bunch of 14-year-old girls, hey, just deal with that wang. That's crazy to me.
Dude, you know, for years, different people, and rightly so, you wonder, how could everyone have gone to Jonestown and drank the Kool-Aid?
Right. Right.
How could all those people in Waco fall under that guy's spell? You're like, yeah, how does things like that happen? We've got so many people in this country that are under the spell of the trans cult, dude. It's freaking nuts. If you're listening thinking, am I losing my mind here? Am I not seeing something? No, you're not. You're sane. It's all the weak people. I don't want to make waves with anybody. I don't want to see unloving. You got those people and then the ones that have just fallen into the trap. It's, no, man. It's freaking evil. Okay. Good talk.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Tucker going? What's going on? Back to it.
Well, Robert
Crossan and Fox have mutually agreed to split.
To part ways, yes. Hmm. And I'm just wondering, somewhat related here, since Don Lemon was fired from CNN, are they going to team up and do their own media thing? They can call it the Lemon Tucker?
Come on, man.
The Lemon Tucker.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody who came through town once a month.
I don't know. I don't know what it means. I don't want to know what it means. Yeah. It doesn't sound good, especially after that showering story.
Oh, the Lemon Tucker wagon is a coming down.
Buddy. All right. I give up. We'll try to figure out what's going on, and if we can't, we'll make bets about it. News update straight ahead. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. All right, Tucker Carlson out at Fox. David, did you figure out why yet?
No, have not heard yet. I tend to think he's going to start his own media thing.
Maybe.
He said on Friday's show, and I was reminded of this, that he said we'll be back on Monday.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. What happened?
Yeah,
there's
a
contract in play.
What's going on here?
Biggest star on the network. It makes a gob of money.
Well, that's the other thing. That is the surprising aspect of it, to where it didn't seem like he was planning on leaving. So either something big happened over the weekend, or somehow... I mean, it could be. You got to leave open the possibility that there may be something like really bad behind the scenes with Tucker. And I don't know what that is, and I'm not going to speculate as to what that is. But if they basically say, hey, you need to handle this, we're going to agree to part ways or whatever. I don't know if there's an outright.
I would be so disappointed if that's true.
Yeah.
I know it's wrong to put faith in other human beings. They'll let you down. I know that. But it reminds me of like a kid saying, man, I hope this player didn't roid. If they roided, man, I would just lose faith in the entire game sort of thing. So it's not that I hold Tucker on that high of a pedestal, but if it was some sort of nefarious stuff, that would be incredibly disappointing.
The weird thing
I just don't think that's it.
Seems to have happened over the weekend.
I wonder if it's not something else. With the Dominion stuff that just, got settled. And there is a difference in philosophy. And who knows? It could be something else where Tucker knows something about Fox. I don't want this to come to the light. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's just agree to part ways so he can go do his own thing. I wonder if there's something like that. Who knows, man?
Well, I would think the sky's the limit for him now if he's a free agent.
Or if you're right, and you bet on this earlier in the show, that he's going to run for president, then if it works out, he's the president. If it doesn't work out, he's got a home at Fox.
Well,
he can come back.
David mentioned, too, that maybe he's part of a campaign. I mean, like running a campaign.
It could be.
And that usually translates into a gig in the White House if your guy's elected.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
A lot we don't know. I mean, with Don Lemon getting also fired today, we know.
Yeah.
Because he's not happy. What was the statement? I was informed this morning by my agent that I've been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network. It is clear that there are some larger issues at play. With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and the many teams I have worked with for an incredible run. They're the most talented journalists in the business, and I wish them all the best. Okay. At no time... No indication? Did you ever look at ratings, dude?
No, he have to, right?
Think about where that network was 7 years ago and where it's at now. It's in the tank. They took you from the failing evening show and buried you in mornings, and you still made that suck even worse. They couldn't keep you around anymore. To me, that's pretty easy to see. Okay. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's baby mama wants him thrown in jail?
Yeah. Well, London Roberts is the name of the grandchild that Joe Biden will not acknowledge exists, even. And she wants child support payments. And Hunter Biden says, I've had significant financial changes. I can't pay it. So the lawyers are now saying, hey, until he agrees to, you know, come to the table and start telling us exactly what's going on, he needs to be locked up like any other guy would be.
Yeah. Or maybe Joe could step in and pay a little cash.
Come on, man.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Big news today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson out at Fox.
Yeah, he's out at Fox. And I one of the things I appreciate about social media is that when everybody is scrambling to figure out what exactly happened, why is the biggest name in cable news no longer is employed by Fox News, the memes come out after all of this. And it sort of cuts through some of the seriousness of the conversations being had.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ran across one, and the tagline or whatever, or the caption, I mean, says Fox announces the replacement show, and it's just a picture of Dylan Mulvaney, and it says Tucker Carlson tonight, but Carlson is crossed out.
See? I don't know why I didn't see that coming, but I should have.
So he's out, and there's a writer. What's this guy's name? I've seen him before. He's written a lot about COVID. Justin Hart is his name, who says his sources are saying that Tucker was all set to go live tonight. He probably had plans to talk about the lawsuit with Dominion. A lot of mainstream media were trying to say like it was all Tucker Carlson pushing these crazy conspiracy theories about Dominion machines and Venezuelans hacking voting machines and whatnot, when in fact he was like one of the only guys in prime time to actually say, no, that sounds like nonsense, because nobody's willing to show the proof. Apparently,
but just as a reminder, we said it, I don't know how many times, there were a lot of people saying, Tucker's bought and paid for, I'm going to Newsmax, I'll never watch Fox again.
Yeah.
Because he was telling the truth.
Yeah, and his ratings went up. So producers were prepping guests and slots for Monday's show, and corporate nixed the idea, and Tucker quit. Like, no, you can't talk about this lawsuit. And Tucker Carlson apparently said, at least this is the reporting now, that he said, you know, no, I quit. If you're going to take away, you know, my ability to share a story that I have been personally maligned, you know, in the service of reporting, then I quit.
And I realize we're getting into some mind reading here, and that's not the intent. You're trying to figure out what is the headspace of someone. But from different comments that have been made, I think it's safe to say Tucker was a little bit frustrated to get sort of lopped in with everyone else at the network that was like pushing forward the whole Dominion narrative, because he wasn't. And you know, on a network like that, when you have different hosts, you have a lot of different opinions on a lot of different issues. And so you've got a guy like Tucker that feels like, okay, I've got my staff. We've built this thing. You know, after O'Reilly left, people are like, what's Fox going to do now? And to have a guy come in and actually surpass what O'Reilly was doing was pretty remarkable. So as we know, he's been the leader in cable news for a while now. So you're trying to, you know, sort of keep your own reputation separate from the network. Now, as far as the network, they want everyone sort of grouped in together, and it's all fun and games. Sometimes the hosts don't get along. Sometimes they do. You know, I mean, it's just like any other relationship, I suppose. But after the whole Dominion thing, I think it's pretty believable that he wanted to get out there and say, hey, listen, this is how we handled this again.
Yeah.
All right. This wasn't us. So if Fox felt like, hey, you can't do that to the network, I could see where there would be a little friction.
Yeah.
But the fact that they would agree to part ways, wow. It seems like it'd have to be more than that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But you never know. And I suspect we'll find out more about this in the coming hours, probably.
We'll see if Hannity mentions it, makes any mention of it tonight.
Oh, no, we've had Fox on. I haven't seen Fox
mention
it.
Well, they broke the story this morning.
Yeah, they gave, Harris Faulkner gave like a 30-second update that Tucker Carlson had left.
Okay. So I was just keeping an eye on this as it goes,
yeah.
Like in the last hour or so. I saw him talking about Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Getting fired at CNN.
Because Don Lemon actually got blown out, and everybody knows why. By the way, Don Lemon claimed that no one at the network talked to him directly, that he found out through his agent.
Yeah.
CNN PR put out a statement on Twitter saying, Don Lemon's statement about this morning's events is inaccurate. He was offered an opportunity to meet with management, but instead released a statement on Twitter.
Because he knew what was coming. He wasn't going to go to work. I'll just avoid it.
So they gave the agent the heads up? So the agent tells Don, hey, you're getting blown out?
Yeah.
And then he's like, you have the chance to meet? No, I would rather say they didn't even have the courtesy. Okay.
Well, he's always the victim, so he'll continue to play that role. Yeah.
Whereas in the Tucker Carlson thing, it does seem like something went down spur of the moment, that there wasn't some larger plan, because no one inside Fox knew until it broke on Twitter. There was no office memo that went out.
So that definitely hurts the Tucker's running for president narrative.
Yeah, I don't think
it's not completely out of the question yet.
It's not, but you've bet.
No, I should have. I opened my mouth and bet, and I shouldn't have. Dang, I do it all the time. By the way, funniest tweet is from Brian Stelter.
Really?
Brian Stelter tweeted the potato, said, I tried calling and texting Tucker Carlson for a comment on his stunning departure from Fox News. He hasn't responded. Like the first interview he's going to give afterwards is with Brian Stelter.
Right.
What a clown.
A potato.
Unbelievable. All right. Other news out there. 60 Minutes had Ray Epps on. Who's Ray Epps? What's that name? Yeah.
Ray Epps is the guy who was seen telling people to go into the Capitol to protest the election in 2021.
Yeah.
And a lot of us have been wondering, hey, why is it that the FBI... you know, apparently didn't want to arrest him. They did talk to him, but they took their sweet time about it. And it just seems very weird because there are literally hundreds of criminal cases involving many people who did far less than what Ray Epps did during the Capitol riot, because Ray Epps explicitly said, we got to get into the Capitol.
Yeah.
And one of the videos that made a lot of us wonder why he was never charged is from the beginning of the riot. It's as they're arriving at the Capitol. He's at the barricade. He whispers something to another guy, and then that guy knocked down the barricade, injuring a police officer, and then they just go on their merry way towards the Capitol. Well, that doesn't make any sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says he was telling people to not confront the cops, but then kept going towards the Capitol. So this, none of that really makes sense, but here's the part of the 60 Minutes interview where they address that.
Okay.
I think what is so damning about the video is that there's a barrier there. The barrier gets knocked down, and a police officer, a female police officer, gets knocked down. And the mob, including you, walk over the barrier and march on toward the Capitol. Why didn't you stop to help this police officer who was knocked over?
When she was knocked down and I started to go towards her to help her up, and I saw a billy club over here in the corner of my eye, and I thought, you know, they're going to think I'm part of this. So I backed off.
You were part of it.
I was there. I wasn't a part of that, knocking her down.
Oh, I just said knock over the barricade, and we need to go into the Capitol. Yeah. I said all those things. No idea why I haven't.
But besides that, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
They make this guy out to be the victim.
Oh, yeah.
And don't explain any of it. So, okay, from you watching it afterwards, can you believe that people on the left would say, oh, yeah, that Ray Epps, they made him out to be just a demon, and he wasn't?
Oh, totally.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I thought it was, you know, whenever I watch something like this, because I know I have my own personal opinion, I try to get back into news guy mode and just watch it with a fresh set of eyes. Okay, how do they present it? How are they going to ask him certain questions? Are they even going to ask him pointed questions about his involvement during the Capitol riot? And one of the most unseemly parts of it is that 60 Minutes was basically making it out, making the questions about Ray Epps' involvement out to be people accusing him of being the reason people rioted. And I don't know anyone making that claim. I think there are a lot of people who are saying, myself included, well, wait a minute. Why wasn't he ever prosecuted? Because he was there the night before. He was there the day of, telling people to go to the Capitol. And yes, there is video of him talking some rioters down away from cops. That's true. But the bigger question is the secrecy surrounding him. And why is it that the feds just didn't really seem to be too interested in going after him? And we know for a fact that they did have informants within the crowd that day. Well, what's the point of having informants if you're not using them to stop violence?
This doesn't make sense. That's a propaganda piece. And, you know, just thinking about it off the top of my head, I had not even heard of Ray Epps until Tucker Carlson had it on his show. Like, hey, what about this guy? And I remember him putting on Darren Beatty from Revolver News. And that was the first time we really got the scope of, hey, what was going on there? Because that was the same guy that broke the story in Michigan where basically you had the FBI set up this, quote, militia to take down the governor.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you wouldn't know about that if someone doesn't report on it. And that was Darren Beatty, but I had first heard about that through Tucker's show. Yeah. Wild, man.
All right, what's the story with migrants launching a protest? Protest to what?
Oh, they don't like being detained. Around 3,000 migrants in Mexico now are setting out on what they call a mass protest procession through southern Mexico to demand the end of detention centers.
Demand?
Yeah.
Who are you to demand anything?
I don't remember asking you a damn thing.
Right.
Part of the thing that spurred this on was the fire. We covered this a while back in Ciudad Juarez across the border from El Paso. And in that case, there was a fire that killed, what, 40 people in this holding area?
Yeah.
But it was started by a migrant who was protesting being held. So that, I don't understand, what are you actually protesting here? And what I get is that they're saying you should not impede us whatsoever in going up to the southern border of the United States.
We should let you through. Just open it up.
I say we get the horses back down there.
Whatever it takes. This is insane.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Okay. Something else from the weekend we haven't had a chance to get to yet. The failing New York Times editorial board is letting everyone know. I don't know if you knew this or not. Biden, he's a little old.
What?
No.
Yeah, he's a little old. Not quite sure. Is he going to be okay for this presidential run?
Jean-Claude Pierre Pan Van Damme can barely keep up with him. Remember that?
Well, we'll
barely
get to that. And then the update on Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, everything else that's going on today. All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. That's the big news. Don Lemon out of CNN is...
smaller news.
Very much so. You get the leader of cable news and then the, well, dead last guy from cable news. Yeah. Both out at their networks today. But the Tucker Carlson story is also interesting because you're not quite sure why it's happened. But you have some sort of idea it had to do with maybe something that was going to be on the show tonight about them clearing their name from the Dominion lawsuit. Tucker and his staff?
Yeah, I don't know. But David, you're right. I mean, something happened over the weekend.
Yeah, or this morning.
Friday night, he fully expected to be here tonight.
Yeah. It was either over the weekend or this morning.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It could have been this morning. Yeah.
More on that in a few.
What did you make of the failing New York Times talking about Biden's age?
It's just that slow drip, 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 isn't it? Trying to... Somebody is sending the message to Joe Biden that he's not running for president in 2024, and I don't think he's listening. But, yeah, the New York Times editorial board came out and said, hey, you know what? There are actually some legitimate questions about his age and about his...
Everyone international effort to pressure.
Right. Is this new news to New York Times readers or what? I'm not really sure. But, you know, one of the stock answers that Joe Biden gives when he's asked about his age or his obvious mental decline, he just says, watch me. And so the failing New York Times editorial board said, well, Mr. Biden has given voters very few chances to do just that, to watch him. And his refusal to engage with the public regularly raises questions about his age and health. His reticence to do press conferences and whatnot has created an opening for critics and skeptics. It's not so much not doing interviews that's created the questions. It's whenever he tries to speak. The guy can't remember his own defense secretary's name, and I don't know if that's senility or the fact that he's a racist who thinks all black people look the same, but either way, it's not good.
Or well, maybe he really doesn't know.
I also wonder, Chuck Todd was on it too.
Yeah.
Old Sleepy Eyes on Meet the Depressed, talking about that with Dick Durbin, of all people.
They believe he hasn't done enough to reassure Americans that he's up to the job. They note this. His standard line is, the only thing I can say is watch me, about the ability to be president and serve a second term in his 80s.
Yeah, and then he quotes exactly what you just said. Durbin.
He's 114.
Be doing more to show Americans that he's up to the job.
Well, this will calm everybody.
I think his schedule reflects an active person, mentally and physically, who is engaging with the American people on a regular basis. I don't know what more they're asking for, but I've been in meetings with him time after time. His performance tells me he's up to the job and does it well.
Okay. That's nothing. There are a lot of people that age that can maintain that schedule. That's not it. You can't tell what he's trying to say at different times. That's the big issue. I mean, it's one thing after another after another. And we can get to the montage. David's made plenty of them, that's for sure.
All men and women created by the... You know the thing.
I mean, these are just some classics, you know.
Brooklyn is governor, and when he be pre-K, the pre-K.
Yeah, of course, nothing tells me he's not ready.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know what they're watching.
Yes, he's the king of not to not.
No one not to not. The history books will note it.
Of course. Doesn't everybody like steaks? United States of America.
This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
Yes.
Every time I hear that, I just think of a steakhouse in Branson, Missouri. Mm-hmm. The United States of America.
States of America.
Yeah. Well, not a joke. Not a joke. For real. For real.
One nation. Indivisible, under God. For real.
Yeah, for real. You know the thing. Just goes on and on and on.
Dick Durbin, too, was... I think he's actually older.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Well, I think we know the big story of the day, David.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News and not really sure what exactly happened. One of the reporting, again, it's sources say reporting, so, you know, take that for what it is that apparently he was going to be talking about the Dominion lawsuit against Fox News and the stolen election claims and whatnot. And the higher-ups at Fox said no, and he said, then to hell with you, I quit.
You know, it was a couple of years ago, around election time, talking about the network. And, you know, this was unearthed, the text to the producer. We worked really hard to build what we have. Those bleepers are destroying our credibility. It enrages me. You know, more of that, in retrospect, is real interesting. We'll get to it straight ahead. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Trying to figure what's going on today. What happened with Fox and Tucker Carlson? Is it simple? Is it just, hey, he planned on doing a show tonight, defending himself and his staff from that Dominion lawsuit that Fox settled? And Fox had a problem with it? That's the whispers.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like this. The parody Twitter account, the U.S. Ministry of Truth, says, breaking. Fox News' nightly ratings have announced information that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton.
It is going to be a huge hit for Fox, ratings-wise.
Oh, for sure.
No doubt about that. This was interesting. Carol Markowitz, I know you hold her in some high regard, David.
Yeah.
Seems like she's on top of it.
She has, like, sources everywhere. It's crazy.
She tweeted out, Tucker Carlson is one of the kindest, realest, smartest people. I originally wrote in media, but no anywhere. That may not mean a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It tells me something, though. For someone like her, that I would say I definitely hold respect for, to go out and say something like that, you don't see that all the time.
Yeah.
You could say consummate professional, those types of things, not talk about someone as a person. But I thought that was interesting. There are many people coming to his defense. And I wonder, too, man, you know, before we move on to other things, I went back and looked at some of the things that were said around the election and when that Dominion stuff was going on after the 2020 election. And I mentioned was one of those unearthed texts that he sent to his producer saying we worked really hard to build what we have. Those bleepers are destroying our credibility talking about the network. It enrages me. And the producer said that there were many on our side. I think he's meaning conservatives. Are being reckless demagogues right now. And Tucker wrote back, of course they are. We're not going to follow them. And that's when he said, what Trump was good at is destroying things. He's the undisputed world champion of that. He could easily destroy us if we play this wrong.
Yeah.
Which means if we go along with this, we could get taken down. And that's why I think he was pretty honest about the Sidney Powell stuff, the Kraken lady saying, hey, she won't get back to us. She's not giving us any facts and figures about these machines, nothing. And people were ticked off at him. But at the same time, I think he and his staff were thinking, our credibility is at stake here.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, we're three jamokes on the radio. I remember every day going to you two guys, what is going on with this? Is there something real here or not? There is. I mean, I think we landed on, okay, that election was stole. It seems to be legally. And there was a lot going on as far as what Zuckerberg was doing in Wisconsin and all the laws suddenly changing because it was 2020.
Yeah, and it was never about the voting machines.
Mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
But you would hear these things, and you're like, is there any truth to that? Because there were a million different things coming out from all angles, trying to figure out, okay, what's real and what's not. And then, honestly, you look at a show like Tucker Carlson thinking, all right, they're not just going to outright lie about something like this. And I don't need to name names, but there are other shows you could tune into where you're not quite sure, to be honest. Like, I don't know if I trust them at the same level I trust this person over here.
Yeah.
Well, when you had Sidney Powell constantly talking about releasing the Kraken.
Yes.
You got bored with it after a while because there was no Kraken.
You're like, when is this going to be? Oh, yeah, then it's going to be on the Friday. And then finally,
coming.
You're like, okay, it's coming. And then it's her and Giuliani, and he's got hair dye running down his face. You're like, oh, my God, what's going on?
He's got vodka running out of his pores. And
Lynn Wood.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Lynn Wood is ranting about how jet fuel can't melt steel beams and stuff. I mean, what in the world?
The whole thing was like.
Yes. So you're just trying to figure out, is even just doing the show, all right, what's real and what's not?
Yeah, that was a tough one.
You know, and Tucker was getting hammered a little bit from conservatives saying, oh, he sold out everything else.
Well, I think they tried to put words in his mouth or tried to keep him from saying what he wanted to, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back with him.
But
nobody's going to tell him what to do.
No.
That's it.
The other part is, to me, if you say that last election was rigged, I think that's true. Absolutely. Now, you'll have people on the go, election denier, and they'll freak out and everything else. No, was it machines? Is it something that you can prove? No, it wasn't anything that you could actually prove. That's the frustrating part. That's why you sort of land on legally. But you got to make sure that none of those shenanigans can happen again.
Yeah. I always use the word manipulated.
Yeah.
You know, there's a manipulation going on.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the part. You can't deny that.
Well, I mean, the fact that, and David's put montages together of Democrats after every election since, what, 04? We're election deniers on the Democratic side.
Yeah, I mean, really, the big one in my lifetime, at least, was the 2000 election. One of the guys, Jamie Raskin, one of the Democrats on the January 6th committee, still believes the 2000 election was stolen by George W. Bush. Hasn't let that go. And has the audacity to go out there and say, how dare you question the outcome of an election?
Right.
Well, Hillary Clinton said you can run a great campaign and win and still not be president.
Oh, yeah, never stopped.
Oh.
Yes.
Again, two sets of standards here. Yes.
It never stopped. So Scott's put a bet out there that Tucker's running for president.
I think I spoke too early. Imagine that. Giving a take without actually thinking it through. Okay.
But then, you know, to be fair, David was putting some fuel on that fire from what other people were saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm not completely out yet.
Well, no.
No, I mean,
anything could happen.
You know, speaking of running for president, Ron DeSantis has not even said that he's actually running, although I think we all know that he is running.
Running.
Did you hear the little shot he took at Trump over the weekend? I'll just play it for you, and you can see if you thought this was effective or not. It's something that Van Camp has said for a while, that DeSantis would use this tack.
Leaders take the bull by the horns and make the decisions for themselves. They don't subcontract out their leadership to health bureaucrats like Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, I think that's true. That's the biggest vulnerability right now when you look at Trump versus DeSantis. I'm not talking about for every American in the country, but just in terms of primary politics. I think that is the biggest weapon that DeSantis has. My only caution to Governor DeSantis is wait until you actually declare and then start hammering him on that.
Yeah.
You know, save some of the ammunition because you're going to need it down the road.
Yeah. And did you see what Trump has been doing as far as his attacks on DeSantis?
Yeah. I think I shared one with you over the weekend where he's tweeting out something from Joy Reid's blog from MSNBC to attack DeSantis. Really? You're farming out attacks to left-wing ideologues right now? That I don't dig that at all, Trump. I don't.
Like a tweet from Joy Reid means anything to anybody that would vote for Trump.
That seemed desperate to me. It's not a good look. The other part where, you know, where is the actual quote? He's trying to say what a terrible job DeSantis has done in Florida. I thought it was just a little while ago. It was, well, Florida's great, but I mean, what's not to like? You got the weather. But now he's saying the real DeSantis record is one of misery and despair.
Yeah.
That's what the campaign said.
Then
he's left a wake of destruction all across Florida, and people are hurting because he has spent more time playing public relations games instead of actually doing the hard work needed to improve the lives of the people he represents. How many people have moved to Florida?
Yeah.
Well, including Donald Trump. He and his whole family, they moved full-time to live in Florida.
So, I mean, there's different things you can attack on. That just seems weak to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Keep an eye on that. A growing number of women and people of color have gone on an extended firearm shopping splurge. Who did this? CNN?
Yeah, CNN is waking up to something that, just anecdotally, I've been talking about for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
That, as they write it, it's funny, the framing that they use is, oh my gosh, there were mass shootings. And now women and minorities are buying guns. Yeah, actually they are, because most of the mass shootings that happen in America, mainstream media doesn't talk about them because they're afraid of coming across as racist. And that is why a lot of especially black women, young single black women, are arming up. Because they need to protect themselves.
Just know that if you just talk honestly, and you can do it with love about this issue, you're still going to get called a racist.
Yeah. One in five U.S. households bought a gun between March 2020 and March 2022. One in 20 Americans purchased a gun for the first time during that period.
Yeah.
And about half of the new gun owners were female, black, or Hispanic.
Yes.
And it's like, anecdotally, I've seen it. There's a whole lot.
We talked about it. We've had reports about it. We've had audio on it.
Well, yeah.
And all of a sudden, oh, look at this.
How dare they do that? Well, yeah, sorry, but you nut jobs were pouring gasoline on the fire of defunding the police. Who the hell did you think that was going to hurt most?
No doubt.
Did you see Bill Maher had Glenn Lowry on, the Brown economist? I'm a fan of Glenn Lowry. He speaks truth.
Mm-hmm.
When he's on with John McWhorter, it's awesome. They are on with this international relations scholar, Daniel Bessner. You'll be able to tell who the uninformed white guy is in this conversation if you want to hear it.
Okay.
Okay, just roll it out.
Kind of out of control. I was reading that in New York, a third of all the shoplifting cases are by 327 people in a city of 8 million because they keep getting returned to the streets, which has to be terrible for the morale of the cops. That they keep arresting people and the same people, it's Groundhog Day for them. I mean, I know we have problems with the cops. I've certainly not been shy about talking about them on this show.
Okay, and to me, it's like, if you're listening to this, you're thinking, well, I've heard these conversations before, mm-hmm. because regular people have them all the time, we do on the show. It's just something to see Bill Maher this conversation.
This is Bill Maher we're talking about here.
Yes.
I don't understand how we're going to get this situation under control unless they feel like what they do has some meaning as opposed to just a turnstile.
Right.
Yeah, my friend Danny, I would call to his attention that that's policy too. Whether or not the DA brings charges, whether or not there are enough cops on the street who feel free to be able to do their jobs is also policy.
That's Lowry. Mm-hmm. Now you get white guy, international relations scholar Daniel Bessner.
But when you're talking about that policy in the larger frame of the prison industrial complex, it seems to be that the high incarceration rates are what you would want to attack at first,
nope.
before you start talking about cop morality. That I think that the whole structure is the issue as opposed to the individual level of the police officer.
You're the problem, dude. Not only least likely to win a fist fight on that set, or probably anywhere you go, you're also the problem. Dang, man.
Yeah. It's shooter morality that I want to talk about. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the question is the cause. So there's the obvious cause of the individual pathology. But then if you're looking at it in the context of the larger structure, I think
it's infuriating.
It's always got to be the larger structure, right?
Yes.
Until Margus gets down to it.
Talking to Chicago. Like, most of the shootings are young black men killing other young black men. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Much more than what the cops do.
Well, of course.
Why doesn't anybody talk about that? Well, I mean, why aren't there, 100 giant black celebrities who would have the respect of those people saying, what are you doing to yourselves? Why are you killing each other?
Oh, the hesitation.
This is the way to live. This dishonors our community. Come on, we're better than this.
Right. I feel like it's never addressed.
No, because it's not. Because people are afraid of it.
We need to talk about the bigger structure.
I love that audience reaction because they're looking at each other to make sure.
Is it okay?
Is it okay? Oh, all right.
They're a bunch of cowards, yeah. Man.
They're looking for one black guy in the audience to start clapping to give them permission.
Okay?
They're like, wait a minute, this is Bill Maher's show. Black people don't watch this.
Have some guts. A bunch of cowards. All right, we got to get back to what happened. Well, we know what happened with Don Lemon. What happened with Tucker Carlson and Fox?
Mm.
What's the real story? Why did they part ways? And Brian Stelter, they're not even letting him do a farewell show. No, because he'll tell the truth because he's got guts, you dope.
Yeah.
News update next. All right. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, we're still trying to, or waiting to find out exactly what happened with Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News or being shown the door. We don't really know. The statement was pretty neutral that Fox News has agreed to part ways with Tucker Carlson. Some of the reporting might indicate that he was wanting to talk about the Dominion lawsuit,
mm-hmm.
and the settlement that was reached. And they told him no, and he said, well, to hell with you then, I'm gone. His executive producer has also walked out the door. So I don't know if they're going to be working on another venture. He does still have the Daily Caller. I'm not really sure what is going to happen next.
He'll resurface, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Unless, like David said, unless this is something really dark and heinous or whatever that we don't know about.
I don't think so. Yeah, Fox Nation is going to be in trouble because most people signed up for that because of Tucker Carlson. Yeah. I don't think this had anything to do with it. There was a controversy of another vote count that happened on his show. I don't know if you remember this or not.
There was no ballot harvesting. You can trust our counting. And the new name for monkeypox is now officially, and we're declaring it, Schlong COVID.
Just had to throw that in there. One of the funniest moments of Tucker Carlson last year.
Oh, man.
When they voted on
that is good.
Oh, goodness, man. One other thing real quick. Did you notice over the weekend, Phil Jackson, former NBA coaching great.
Big Chief Triangle.
Said the NBA is too political to watch.
I can't believe that came from him.
He said, I'm not enjoying the game.
Wow.
Too bad. There's a whole generation that doesn't like the game. He talked about his grandkids making fun of it, you know, when they were in the bubble. And they had all the sayings on their back, like justice.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. Said they made a funny thing like justice went to the basket and equal opportunity just knocked him down. My grandkids thought it was pretty funny. I couldn't watch it. It's all too woke, isn't it?
Wild day, man. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Big news today. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Don Lemon out at CNN. That's a much smaller story because when you just look at the impact.
Yeah.
Now, there's different reporting on the parting of ways between Tucker and Fox, David.
Yeah, so the statement that Fox News put out was fairly
ambiguous?
Yeah, it left everything open to interpretation. They just said, we agreed to part ways with Tucker Carlson. So there was some reporting about an hour ago that it had to do with the Dominion settlement that Tucker Carlson wanted to talk about it, the big lawsuit with the election system provider. The brass at Fox News told him no, and then he said, to hell with you, I quit. Well, now there are two different articles. I'm seeing one in The Spectator and one at Mediaite that are saying, no, their sources are telling him it was a firing, that he got kicked out the door. And The Spectator, the way they put it, is the Dominion lawsuit through the discovery process did show some embarrassing text messages from Tucker Carlson that, in the words of this one source, again, talking to The Spectator, it came down to the Murdochs don't like it when one of the talent start getting a little bit too big for their britches, and was essentially saying, well, he's talking about stock price, he's talking about profits, and that's not Tucker Carlson's job, and he's acting like he's smarter and better than the audience, we don't like that seems to be fairly insulting, all of that. And then over at Mediaite, part of it was also kind of a bloodletting that is going to be happening at the network as a result of this Dominion lawsuit.
Interesting. And that he couldn't talk about any of the Dominion lawsuit. Yeah. They didn't trust it because he's a bit of a loose cannon.
Yeah.
He's going to say what he wants. Yeah, I've heard rumblings about, you know, talking about the bigger picture and stock price with Fox, all that stuff, which, by the way, at least early on, took a hit today after that news came out that they had parted ways. But I never saw anything as far as things that were unearthed where he ripped on the audience. Saw where he was not kind to the network.
No.
Not that it's not possible. I just hadn't seen that yet. Very interesting.
Hmm.
Well, it was it was big news when the stuff that was just unearthed came out there. And you could say that was embarrassing. Even things that he had said about Trump.
Yeah.
You know. And I think he called Sidney Powell a bleeping nutcase.
Well, I don't disagree with that assessment either.
Well, if they unearthed our text back and forth, they would have found the same thing.
Right. Transcripts
would have been funnier.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Transcripts of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's okay.
Some of our colleagues have said and expressed this today that one of your colleagues, too, David, is Tucker is bigger than Fox. Wait and see.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you mean by all of that. I think there are a lot of people who are saying, well, this is the end of Fox News or whatever. No, I don't believe that at all. Because they were saying the same thing about O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly and when that whole shakeup happened. So I Fox is going to be just fine. I think they might take a little bit of a hit, in the next couple of weeks, but I don't know.
It's hard to predict the future and how a host can captivate an audience. Yeah. You know, I don't think anyone was predicting Tucker was going to take control of that time slot the way he did.
True.
A couple of years, before he did it. But man, if all of a sudden there was another network that put him on in that slot,
right,
that would be a crushing blow to Fox.
Mm-hmm.
It really would.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. No one's having this conversation about Don Lemon today.
No.
I've noticed that, yeah. I have noticed that, yeah.
As far as stock price or what are they going to do in the morning?
Yeah, ShamWow infomercial will slide in there and do better.
Not a lot there. And then what impact could this have on the election? I don't know, man. Well, you threw it out there earlier, Scott, that maybe he's going to run for president. And that was the reason he was leaving. I don't think that's it.
That was my gut instinct. It really was. I mean, I thought, well, maybe, can't do both. So maybe he came to the conclusion over the weekend that, by golly, I'm going to do it.
And like I've always said, man, when it comes to betting on this show, Scott, trust your gut.
Yeah, always go the opposite way. I live in the upside-down world.
Anyway, what if he joins another campaign? I don't know. I guess any of that's possible.
Anything's possible right now, yes.
But we're getting more news of this as, time goes on.
Maybe
I did see earlier.
Senator, governor, Congress, or something. I don't know.
I don't think he had any plans to do that. And it does sound like this was one of those things that was not planned at all. Like, he didn't see it coming.
Well, somebody mentioned, we played it earlier, the speech he gave this weekend. Was it this weekend?
Yeah, David's got it.
That said something to the effect of talking about some of the people on the right that aren't courageous enough to step up and, tell the truth and that sort of thing.
We should play that again.
Maybe that was just a precursor, Yeah, if you haven't heard it yet, yeah.
Disney's going to let go like 7,000 people. Did you see that?
Uh-oh.
Well, they've got to cut costs. And you got Bob Iger at Disney. He's looking at Elon Musk and what he did at Twitter. And other tech companies all of a sudden thinking, hey, we could probably get by with less, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So, yes, they're going to dismiss 7,000 workers as part of a strategic realignment meant to reduce costs. So that is on the way this week.
A lot of those strategic realignments happening. It's very interesting to me.
Yeah. Do you think it's as simple as, Elon Musk kind of showed people, you don't need all of this. These people don't do anything.
I think that's part of it. I think also the economy is in much worse shape than some of the top line numbers would have you believe.
Yeah.
And so people are really looking at, okay, how sustainable is this? And in the tech and entertainment world, a lot of companies kind of went hog wild during the pandemic because everybody was staying home and they're raking in all this cash. And for whatever reason, they thought, well, nothing's ever going to change, right?
Right. Well,
then people are tightening the belt a little bit, especially in the streaming world.
And I don't know if you can completely dismiss the fact that they just strayed so far away from their core audience.
Yeah.
It's like, who the hell are they now?
Yeah, you wonder.
Who are these people?
Something else, though. This is interesting. As far as high-speed internet, there's a worker shortage right now. Saw this at the Wall Street Journal. The United States $42.5 billion high-speed internet plan hits a snag, and that snag is a worker shortage. There is a shortage of fiber technicians. So, I mean, people are hiring. Like, we need more techs to go out and dig and be able to service the high-speed fiber. We just don't have the people to do it.
I can dig. Outside of that, you're on your own, but I can dig. I can dig a hole.
Really, can you?
I can if I had to.
Okay.
They may end up putting me in it after I get done digging it, but hey.
Fiber splicers, the workers who install, maintain, and repair wired broadband networks, are in short supply. One chief exec said, "We're running around like chickens with our heads cut off trying to get all this work done."
Jeez.
Because you got all this money to improve it in rural areas all across the country, and there's just not enough people to do it.
Hmm.
I mean, and all I can think is you have all these people either getting out of college or quitting college that don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
And you would have been better off not going thousands of dollars in debt and actually learn how to do something that pays money.
Oh, I'll tell you, there was a guy who was coming to service my security system a while back, and he had worked for a cable company and an internet provider in the past, and he said that was my favorite job of all time. He goes, because it was, he goes, I mean, you're outside a lot, you're digging a lot, but he goes, but you're driving all over the place, and if you don't mind sitting in the car, listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks, listening to music or whatever, then it's great, because most of your time, you're actually just in the car going out to go service lines out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
He said, I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, it might be a good fit. It's better than not making any money.
That's true.
Or what's the story? Another one we haven't had a chance to get to today. Americans spent more money on weed than beer and chocolate?
Yeah. As now, what is it now? 20 states have legalized marijuana. And so more people are spending money on weed legally than they are on beer or chocolate, other sort of feel-good items as they're categorized here. MJ Biz Daily showed Americans spent roughly $30 billion on legal weed in 2022. $20 billion on topic. Or on chocolate, I mean. Pretty interesting here, the realignment of feel-good products. Although I suspect that Americans have, for a long time, spent more money on weed than beer and chocolate. But now it's just that officially on the books.
I don't know, man. Maybe your generation, not generations past, which might explain why we got no one that knows how to do fiber. They've been high for years, and they never learned anything.
They know how to roll
joints.
They
can philosophize, but I can't go fix anything.
I can roll joints tighter than Tupperware.
But that's it.
I can't do fiber
optic. There you go. There's the brilliant thing. You just redesign fiber optic cables to, when you're laying them, you mimic the rolling of joints.
There you go, man. Yeah.
Z Diamond B connects them.
Fiber rollers, man. Okay. Latest on Tucker Carlson and cable news. Been a big earthquake there today. That and much more straight ahead right here.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
LA Times now reporting Rupert Murdoch made the decision to fire Tucker Carlson.
Any idea why?
That is all I have on that right now. But as the Spectator was reporting earlier today, part of it does have to do with sort of a bloodletting as a result of the Dominion settlement. We're saying, okay, heads have to roll here. Which I don't know. That, to me, that doesn't make any sense with Tucker Carlson, because of all of the hosts that talked about the potential for shenanigans and whatnot, he was the one who was really, really skeptical of the Kraken lady, Sidney Powell. That's what doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but again, we'll wait for more information to come out on this. But apparently the word is now that Rupert Murdoch was the one who pulled the trigger and fired Tucker Carlson. He didn't walk out.
Now, have you seen anywhere today where people were thinking it had anything to do with the Ray Epps interview on 60 Minutes?
It is interesting, the timing of everything, where here's the Ray Epps. Like, I did have that thought, is Ray Epps going to be suing Fox? And is Fox saying, okay, look, we're going to have to, we got the Dominion settlement for $787 million or whatever, Smartmatic, another voting systems company, is suing us still, and we may have to pay out more than that. We can't afford to fight a lawsuit with Ray Epps.
But what'd he sue him for?
Imagine defamation.
All he did is play the video, right, of Ray Epps saying you need to go into the Capitol.
Yeah. Well,
and why? And ask the question, as so many
people
have.
It's been alluded to everywhere that perhaps shenanigans were at play here. This guy was a plant.
Well, you have the clip from 60 Minutes last night, David.
I mean, it was ridiculous. The 60 Minutes thing was a joke.
Yeah.
About Tucker Carlson is obsessed with me, isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
He's obsessed with me. He's going to any means possible to destroy my life and our lives.
Why?
To shift blame on somebody else. If you look at it, Fox News, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, Gates, they're all telling us before this thing that it was stolen.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you tell me.
Well, hold on a second. You're telling people, no, you got to go into the Capitol. People have been asking, as David has said, as so many people have said, why are all these other people getting arrested for going in? You were instigating, and nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing happens to you? And at the time when he said, gotta go into the Capitol, and you had the people chanting, Fed, Fed, Fed. That doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't sound like any of this Tucker Carlson being gone at Fox has anything to do with Ray Epps.
No.
Okay. Meanwhile, the failing New York Times talked about Joe Biden being old, and you wonder what's going on there. Yeah. Maybe they've seen the polling. You got 70% of Americans saying that guy shouldn't run again. My goodness, you had it the other day. The guy can't spell eight for crying out loud.
No. But you have. We have 1,000 billionaires in America.
Yeah.
You know the average tax rate they pay?
How many?
Eight. EIGH%.
Geek. Okay.
It's a silent T.
They're just picking on somebody.
Hey,
that's what that is. That's what it is, man. You know what? Do you remember? I should play this because this was, you know, in the long history of Don Lemon on CNN, that town hall when they were talking about the vaccine. And Joe Biden asked Don, well, you're okay, right, after getting the vaccine? You tell me if this guy seems with it enough to be president.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or you know, or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, you know, no, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people, if your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something. Or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not.
Fit to be president, no question. What the heck is he saying?
Golly.
And I just realized something that I hadn't before. He had another new word in there, I think.
Trusted interlocutors. Think of the people.
That's a real word.
Trusted interlocutor.
Yeah, that's a real
interlocutors.
Word.
Trusted interlocutors. Think of the people.
Lock-a-ners.
If your kid wanted to find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just need to go to the trusted interlocutors.
Yeah,
everybody knows that.
Well, in fairness, every school's got one.
Oh my god!
Again, that is actually a real word.
I'd never heard that before.
Yeah. It's like intermediary, a person who you can go talk to that's trusted.
He actually got that through on the teleprompter.
He got that one right. Yes.
Wow. Well,
are you okay? I mean, you seem no, it works. Or you know, or the mom and dad.
Right.
Would you like some more gravy, Grandpa?
God.
Tell us more when you could buy a pop for a nickel.
Down at the filling station.
Not a joke. Not a joke. For real. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay, we know the biggest story of the day.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson now apparently being fired. By Fox News, not any sort of necessarily disagreement, but what's being reported is that Rupert Murdoch himself was the one who made the decision to boot Tucker Carlson from Fox News. That's pretty stunning, and I got a little bit more information now about what may have led to this and what the specific issue was.
Wow. Okay. But yeah, we definitely need to get to that.
Well, yeah.
Because at least on the surface, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And then you got your big three stories of the day, Scott Robbins.
Yeah.
Scott Robbins trifecta. Tucker gone. Lemon gone. Making sense of it all right here. Next.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Down Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
All right. The LA Times now has a report about the firing of Tucker Carlson from Fox News, because it seems like more and more media outlets are getting the same information that Tucker Carlson was actually fired. He didn't leave the network. The LA Times reporting that he was fired by the head of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, or Fox Corp, whatever. Apparently, it's related to the discrimination lawsuit filed by a former producer named Abby Grossberg. You may have heard something about this. She had been a producer at the network and worked on his show. She was fired last month because she disclosed privileged information that had nothing to do with a lawsuit that she'd filed last year. Her suit claimed she was bullied and subjected to sexist and anti-Semitic comments while working as the head of booking for Tucker Carlson's show.
Okay.
So then she was fired, and now she has amended her lawsuit, saying that the company coerced her to give less damaging statements during a deposition. So
that has something to do with it.
So apparently it's related to that more damaging information is going to be coming out, and Rupert Murdoch said, all right, we're just going to have to boot him.
Isn't it better for Fox to just be upfront about that, or no?
I don't know what they can and cannot say from a legal perspective, though. I don't know what sort of agreement they might have made with Tucker Carlson. I have no idea. You know, right now, because they put out a pretty sanitized statement that just said, we've agreed to part ways. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question was, well, why? Surely you're not going to fire the biggest name on your network.
Right.
Well, apparently they did. And maybe they can't. Maybe there is, you know, as part of this agreement, yeah, you can't really talk about it.
Yeah, because you also don't know the money involved.
Yeah.
Some sort of severance. Who knows? How is the staff taken care of? You don't know any of it. And so, again, so I understand this. She is saying she was bullied as, what was it, the main guest booker?
Yeah, that. She also worked for Maria Bartiromo.
Okay.
And part of her testimony, she was told to alter, evidently, by Fox News, had to do with the booking of Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell.
Interesting. Okay. Something's not adding up to me.
No. There's more to this.
No doubt about it, man.
Wait for Tucker to say something.
I don't know.
He's got to be careful, too.
He does have to be very careful. And there may be something worse. I mean, I brought that up as everybody, you know, as we were talking about it earlier on in the show, we really don't know what was going on behind the scenes. And there could be something that will be extremely disappointing.
It could be.
Yeah.
I always keep that open in my mind. It's hard for me to believe, but it's possible. Yeah. I also don't know, you know, if someone says, well, he said something that was offensive, or someone on the staff said something that was offensive and it wasn't handled that way. You don't know the people involved. You don't know exactly what may or may not have been said. You know, I don't know. Some people take some things out of context. You just don't know. But it's something, man, for that guy to bring all that cash to that network and those ratings, for them to just say, yep, we're done.
Well, somebody's going to be Bubby Brister.
Explain that take for
those
that don't
like
know who Bubby Brister is.
John Elway retired. Bubby Brister replaced him for a couple of years. No one remembers who replaced John Elway. No one. No one's going to remember who the other guy is either here. He'll be there for a year or so. He'll struggle, and then they'll boot him, and they'll bring somebody else and try to rebuild the whole thing. That's how it usually works.
It's not how it worked with O'Reilly.
No. The bullpen was hot then, though. Who's going to... Gutfeld?
I guess your take just got obliterated.
Not really. We'll see.
I'm just saying that was what they said with O'Reilly. It wasn't quite the same. I don't think Tucker was Bubby Brister.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, there's exceptions.
But I don't want
to
get in your way because you're ready for some hot takes.
Well, no, I just, you know, yeah.
You're ready for your trifecta.
I'm ready for
You're ready to set this thing on fire.
Yes.
Let's roll it out. Casey's ready.
Are you ready?
One, two, buckle my shoe off.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Scott Robbins, top three stories Casey. Today.
I'm Casey Kasem. Gotcha. I'm ready. Three.
You don't need me.
No, I really
He's
don't.
Already.
Okay, here we go.
Number three, another Hollywood celebrity.
I'm ready.
Thank you, Casey. Another Hollywood celebrity is calling out media.
Yeah, Tim Robbins, the very liberal actor.
Wow.
Just tweeted this out. He said, recently, independent journalists like Matt Taibbi, Schellenberger, Barry Weiss have been exposing a massive censorship operation by the U.S. government to control content on social media and eliminate any dissenting voices. Has anybody read this reporting? Are you listening to these guys? That's like old-fashioned liberalism right there.
Did Tim Robbins just wake up from a nap that lasted 3 months or something?
I really don't know. Isn't that crazy? This guy's calling them out?
It's crazier that he's 3 months late on it.
But it's crazier that he got to begin with.
I agree. I don't disagree.
God bless you, Tim. Thank you very much.
And the countdown continues.
No relation, by the way.
Okay. Scott Robbins, trifecta.
Two.
He needed 23andMe that quick.
Yeah,
country music star Morgan Wallen canceled a concert over the weekend.
Yeah, last night. He was to perform. And let me just ask you this. You guys have all been to concerts. We've all been to concerts. So he's going to perform at Ole Miss Stadium, Oxford, Mississippi.
Sure.
The opening acts, two of them, I guess, came on. They performed. And before Morgan came on stage, the announcement was made, hey, can't make it tonight. He's not feeling well. Lost his voice. Sorry. Ticket refunds are available.
So what's the question?
Well, the question is this. You hired the sitter. You drove to the show. You're sitting in the seats. You paid $20 for a hot dog, $16 for a drink. And now the guy's not going to play after the opening acts are done? That would have been nice to know, I don't know, before I left home.
Well, so what's the question?
What's the question?
I thought you said you had a question.
Well, the question is, would you have done the same thing? Would you have felt okay with that?
No, you're disappointed, but I don't know what the guy's supposed to do. I mean, do you make that call at like 4 in the afternoon?
I think you got to make it early because you know people are going to have to arrive via car, have to park, have to go through all the rigmarole. They're not going to get their money back for the overpriced hot dogs and Coke.
I think part of his statement that he put out, though, was that he had been working with his doctor and trying to do some vocal exercises and seeing what would work. And then it just, you know, it got to be showtime and he couldn't do it. So it's disappointing, but I understand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
But you just want to take out your pound of flesh on this guy.
I do, because I hired a sitter. I got paid for somebody to...
Well, you're supposed
and
to
if you pay $20 for a hot dog, you're a freaking moron.
Have you been anywhere lately in the last 10 years?
Yeah, I'm just not paying $20 for a hot dog.
Gosh, dang.
Italian beef, that's different. But hot dog, you know...
Now, on with the countdown.
I really hate you guys. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Why do you hate us?
No, go ahead.
Okay, we can pander your takes if you
You're
want.
Right, Morgan Wallen sucks!
Yes, he's a terrible American! How dare he put people through that? You tell him ahead of time. Yes.
One.
Number one, this is a crazy story. Chicago thugs killed a baby in a stolen car, and they're facing misdemeanor charges?
And two teenage boys are facing only misdemeanor charges after they allegedly stole a car, crashed it into another vehicle, killing a six-month-old baby in Chicago last week. The boys who stole the car and crashed it are 17 and 14, were each charged with one misdemeanor count of criminal trespassing. They're driving a stolen Hyundai when they slammed into a Ford pickup truck at the intersection of West Washington Boulevard shortly after 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Additional charges might be filed, could be upgraded, but they haven't so far. So the Class A misdemeanor in Chicago carries a penalty of no more than $2,500 and less than a year in jail. They're all under 18.
The charges
will probably be kicked to juvie court, which likely won't even spend one day behind bars for it.
My gosh. Oh.
Yeah. There's Kim Fox for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Golly, man.
The Soros-appointed state's attorney.
And there you have it.
Wow. That is so depressing and angering.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
It's bad.
Man, oh, man. I have something on a lighter note, even though it's also somewhat infuriating.
All right.
I don't know if you saw this going around online over the weekend. People are going back thinking about the weirdest thing that they remembered from the start of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Is there anything that just sticks out to you?
Clorox wipes on avocados.
Yeah, that's
you
weird.
Did it. Yeah, I remember.
I did it. Yeah, I did. I am ashamed to admit that I did that for what, a couple weeks or something like that? Where it's like wiping down everything, and then it's like, this is stupid.
You're not alone. Gloves Everybody
and,
was doing
gloves
that.
Gloves and masks at the grocery store. And the
gloves?
One, oh, sure.
I saw people with gloves. I never wore gloves.
Yeah, I had gloves on.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you talking about like...
To the grocery store.
Like rubber gloves?
No, I don't have rubber gloves. It's gloves.
Like the latex gloves. Yeah.
Just put them on and went out to the store.
So not latex. You're talking about just like...
Just regular gloves that I had.
Like winter gloves.
Like wool gloves. Yes.
I never saw that. All right.
I put them on, man. I did. I put them on.
That's why I couldn't see you wearing the rubber gloves.
And the whole lines, like one-way lines in the grocery stores.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, one of my favorite moments was I was at Home Depot at close to the beginning of the pandemic. I was just going to get something, and they were keeping track of how many people were going inside. And so you had to wait in line to get into the store. But the way they had the line outside the store set up was they kind of like you go to a bank, you know, and it's sort of doubled back. You got switchbacks going on. But you had to stand 6 feet behind the person in front of you. But to my right, as I'm waiting in line, there's a dude like 12 inches away from me. It made no sense. Like, how am I? I'm like snaked, you know, the whole line is snaked around. It's like, what does the virus not move left and right? How does this work? This makes no sense.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just saw one of the responses, people saying we were all afraid of sneezing or even clearing our throat in public. Mm-hmm. And I can remember if I ever did that even on the show, where I would be like, you okay? You all right?
Yeah.
And ever since, every time you cough, I go, you're sick. And you're like, no, I'm not.
Every single time.
Yes. The other thing that I saw was the sourdough starter trend. And I don't know if you saw that anywhere, but it happened in my house. Because our oldest daughter was back with us, and she started the trend. And then my wife picked it up. Apparently, that was all over the place. Mm. And I remember also during that time, because obviously it was maddening. You didn't know what was going on. A lot of confusion. And I remember a couple of times saying, you know, the positive, if you're looking for a positive, we have more time together as a family, and we're actually playing more games and things like that, which only seemed to anger you, Scott, and I apologize for that.
Well,
I'm glad you're having fun.
If you want to stay inside and play games, fine by me.
Well, no, you're just trying to make the best of a bad situation.
That. I live alone with two cats, yeah.
And you had more time with the kitties.
We weren't playing any games.
Yeah. Are you against the laser pen? Is that just cruel?
I got a laser pen.
Yeah? Well, there, you got that going.
Yeah.
All right. That's the trifecta. All right, big news today. Tucker Carlson out at Fox. The latest on that. And Don Lemon out at CNN coming up. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Another news update, David Van Camp.
Well, just keeping an eye on the slow roll of information about Fox News apparently firing Tucker Carlson.
And wow.
Evidently it had to do with a discrimination lawsuit that has been filed by a former producer who worked for, I guess, first Maria Bartiromo and then was a booking producer for Tucker Carlson, who was alleging that there was workplace harassment and discrimination against her while she was working on the show. So
on Tucker's show, not Bartiromo's.
On Tucker's show. And on Bartiromo's show, apparently, she was told to shut up and book guests like Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. And she claims that In the course of this Dominion lawsuit, the higher-ups at Fox News told her to lie, told her to say that she never pushed back against any of the claims or anything like that, that Sidney Powell and whatever and company were giving on the air. So, again, we'll see what happens, what comes out of it, but it seems like everybody is on the same page reporting this, that Tucker Carlson was, in fact, fired by Fox.
But that also
News.
Makes Fox look terrible.
Yeah, I think so.
They told her to lie.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now it's time for Nimrods after all.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. Just a guess. You fellows may not condone this activity, but you might understand. This is the story of a 24-year-old dude in South Carolina, Alan Riggs. He was arrested over the weekend. Why? Well, he still lives with his ex-wife. All right, he was getting angry when he heard her having relations with her new boyfriend upstairs.
Ooh. Boy, that's a tough living
Leave a
situation.
Sock on the door.
He tried banging on the walls to get him to knock it off, quiet down. Didn't work. So he got his gun outside the door and cocked it.
No.
In an attempt to ruin the mood. Well, it worked. He went back to the couch. The ex and her boyfriend told police they heard a racking sound of a firearm and stopped. The ex also said that she went downstairs and saw him holding the gun.
Hmm.
And apparently he threatened her. He's charged with a felony.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, just maybe leave the premises. You know, if you're bothered by it, just kind of go for a walk or something. Or ask them.
At that point, do you just go homeless?
Yeah.
I don't want to live there anymore. I'll sleep in the car. Goodness gracious. And then apparently Carnival Cruise Lines have banned some cruise passengers for life because they were caught fishing from the balcony of their room.
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
And that's Nimrod's in there.